taking what? Authority, establishing what? Dominion. In the name of Jesus.
Every place where the soles of our feet touch, he has given us dominion. So we are taking dominion, taking authority and establishing our dominion here in the city of Cocoa. And we want you to be a part.
Amen. So as we continue to talk about exchanging the beginning for the end, I want to read Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. All things will be made new. The beginning starts right where we are. Every day is a fresh start. We need to be mature in order to produce. It's a process. If we start out with ashes, we can make beauty with ashes. And if we keep our eyes focused on God and keep our spirit filled with his word, we must persevere and go forward. Stay filled with God's spirit, connecting in the spirit. Feed our souls like we feed our bodies. The impossible can become the possible.
If we fed our soul like we, our spirit, like we feed our body, we'd be in good shape.
We'd be in great shape. That's true.
If we fed this spirit, if we sat down three times a day or how many times a day we eat, and we take that time that we would normally take preparing food, consuming the food, cleaning up from preparing the food, and we took that to have a spiritual meal, we will be in a lot better shape than we are.
That is definitely true. I love the verse, Psalms 51:10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. So actually what he's saying is renew your spirit and come to the place where we can connect with God. And we should do this with complete confidence that God will provide just what we need. If we trust in him from the beginning to the end, we must do in order to receive. David's faith, as we were talking about in the lion's den, his faith got him to the place where he needed to be, and he was provided for. We have to be filled and not empty. We have to be a doer. We should shine our light and shock the devil and do it great.
Psalm 51 there, David, he gives us the formula. He said, if we have created me a clean heart, so if we have a clean heart and we allow him to renew the steadfast spirit within us and we remain in his presence, because he says, do not cast me away from your presence. And we operate in the power of the Holy Spirit. He says, do not take your Holy Spirit away from me. So there's four components that David brings there in Psalm chapter 51. Create in me a clean heart. So that goes back to what we were talking about in the last couple of weeks about reconciliation, where we're coming before God. And when we are repenting, it brings forth a time of refreshing. It tells us that in Acts chapter 3, that the time of refreshing comes in the presence of the Lord when we come in repenting, when we come in willing to purge ourselves from the mess and then to be filled with his power, with his comfort, with his peace, with his direction, with his strategy, with his wisdom, with his healing, with his deliverance, then we're able to go forth. He renews in us a steadfast spirit. We have to remain in his presence, and we have to allow the Holy Spirit to do that which it does. Because then he says, restore to me the joy of your salvation. So when we're doing those things, the joy of the salvation of Jesus Christ, it is restored in us. And we all remember when we first got saved, we were very full of joy. We felt like there was nothing that would be impossible. But then that begins to dwindle over time. Religion starts to try to get up in there and push some of that joy out. Life situations try to get up in there and push some of that joy out. But he says, restore to me the joy of your salvation. So it's guaranteed when we come to God with a clean heart, when we ask him to renew a steadfast spirit, when we remain in his presence and we know the gift that we have, the Holy Spirit, the weaponry that we have through the Holy Spirit. He says, uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways and sinners shall be converted to you. So we're to will and to do, to will and to do. And it talks about that again in Philippians chapter 2, verse 13 through 14. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. So we're working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. That's an inner work. And it's not, you know, sometimes we think when the Bible talks about the fear of the Lord, or it says this, to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, it's not because God's going to punish us if we don't, if we don't do everything that he has designed us to do. It's not that he's going to punish us, but we're not going to receive everything that we could have received out of this life and in the afterlife when we're not doing the things that God has called us to do. You know, it says that there'll be with that weeping and gnashing of teeth. Those when we see what we could have had, but we missed it because we didn't will and do. Sometimes we will, but we don't will and do. We have to will and to do. To will and to do. We're good at willing. We're good at saying, yeah, we should do this. Yeah, great idea. But we're not as good as the doing part. And we have to be able to will and to do. The Bible tells us that when we actually see how inferior Satan is, that we're going to laugh at him. And we're going to say, are you the one that troubled the nations? Is this really what stopped me from fulfilling everything that God sent me in the earth to do? And that's going to be, you know, a sad occasion when we have the realization that really, that's it. That's what was stopping me when I could have did so much more and God had so much more for me to do. And I left my life undone because I was intimidated by that. So we have to make sure that we are using the word of God at its weaponry, and it helps us to be able to continually move forward so we don't get too comfortable and we don't slide back and revert to the beginning. We have to make sure that we are continuing to move through the middle and come into the end.
Well, 2 Timothy 3:2-7, it tells us why sometimes we fall back. It says, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sin, led away by the various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. So that really says a mouthful. All these things that are appealing to us, we tend to not want to do it. We want to stay where we're comfortable and where it's pleasurable. But like Diana said, we have to go forward and we have to trust God, and we have to know that when we do what the right thing is, we will get what needs to be done, and we will be blessed. If we stay stuck in all these things that are listed in 2 Timothy, we're never going to get anywhere, and we're not being pleasing to God. So we have to be filled with the Spirit and not empty.
Having a form of godliness is not enough. The form has to be filled.
Come on.
So we have to be formed. God formed
That's
us.
Right.
And then we have to be filled. The form alone is not enough. Think about it. If you can't go swimming in a pool, that's just the form. That's not filled.
Yes.
you can't get clean in a bathtub. That's just formed, it's not filled. So things have to be filled and formed. Formed and filled. And with their fills should be to be filled with the power, the empowering of the Holy Spirit, the image of Christ Jesus, the mind of Christ.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day
Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.